Yeah, this one's for you.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Welcome back to the one and only Sloan Throat. Everything's better in slow-mo. The podcast where we talk everything R&B, guys. When we slow it up here, we pull it up here, you feel me? We keep it G, we keep it chop, never ever stop, you feel me? And you know what? I'm gonna share the love of R&B. So, guys, this week we are going to talk about how music really does affect emotion. If you watched previous episodes, guys, oh, by the way, before I get into that, it's your girl, it's your host, of course, the host with the most, Bailey, aka BJK, aka Miss Slow Down. I came to slow it up for y'all. Let's, you know, come slow down with me for a while. Anyway, back to it. This week, guys, we are talking about the mood music and what music, you know, a key to listening to music is to affect one's emotions. That's a quote I found. Love it. As I say in previous episodes, you know, music is love. You know, it's better than sharing or saying I love you or fucking whatever that shit is, you know? Because it is love. It's better than love. It's like, it's never gonna do anything bad to you, feel me? It ain't gonna play you out. Anyway, so guys, we are slowing it up slowly right now with the welcome with the intro. And guys, we're going to be talking about R&B again, how it puts you in your feelings, talking about music and how it makes our moods and emotions. So guys, get ready for that, for the double cup love, y'all. The theme, I'll give you is the theme, whatever. For double cup love this week, y'all, which is the great segment where I actually give you 10 songs for the week. Y'all are lucky. The theme was, of course, I'm gonna say it again. Mixing vodka and emotion, a key motive for listening to music, is to influence one's emotion, kind of a long one. But also, I just go through the songs for me. You guys can find the list of 10 songs each week of Double Cup Love on the Facebook page. So I'm throwing everything better in slow-mo. Go give that a like. Be ready for some album edition again, the remix. You know, we leveled up this week to then an album, which is by B-Tilla, so we'll wait for that one. It's gonna be great. Live Talks, Tiny Shots, I got 5 songs for y'all. And also, guys, I'm starting a new segment. I'm gonna just put in a random song, you can hear it full through the episode. And I'm just gonna pick a random one each week. It's kind of like Double Cup Love, but you're gonna actually hear it. So stay tuned for that new segment, guys. So get ready to slow it down with me. Let's get into some Life Talks and Hay Shots. Let's get into the news, and then we go and slow it down for real. Remember, keep it chopped, never slopped, and we keep it G. Miss Slow It Down out. I will see you guys for some Life Talks and Hay Shots news. What's going on in the game, y'all? Let's slow it down. What's up, y'all? I don't even need an introduction. Y'all already know what it is. Welcome back to the lovely segment of Life Talks and Hitting Shots, where I give you guys the hot new hip-hop weekly news, 5 stories. And guys, let's get into these 5 stories. And remember, I gave 5 stories every week, and I picked them from relevancy to keep you guys updating and, you know, kind of just pick out stories that are important and mean, have meaning. But this week is kind of sparse, y'all. But the first story is amazing. Here we go. We reported on July 18th, guys, Kim Kardashian in talks with the White House to get ASAP Rocky, our boy, released. The report. Alright, guys, so Kim and Kanye are allegedly using their resources to help the rapper. Free the mob, free SAP, you feel me? Hopefully they can do it. Okay, so a little over a week ago, Snoop Dogg made a public plea to Kim Kardashian West to use her plug He used the word plug too, y'all. Watch the video. To get ASAP released from a Sweden jail, which he's been in for a couple weeks now. So free the mob, you feel me? This is what Snoop had to say. You've been getting all kind of the N-word out of jail this year. He said on the IG video, which you can go find. Go get Rocky out of jail. Look out for us. The black community needs it. Kanye, tell your woman to go get him out. So that was the end of Snoop's video. IG rant. While Snoop's serious request may have been delivered casually, of course, TMZ, the best reports ever, reports that Kim has been using her connections to help get Rocky released. She's trying to use her plug to get him out. So hopefully it works. According to the outlet, both Kim and her mans, Kanye West, have been actively involved in partnering with the White House over Rocky's case. Kanye was the one who told Kim she should reach out, you feel me, to people in the White House whom she's worked with before, specifically those she linked up with for the release of the low-level drug offenders who were serving lengthy prison sentences, y'all. Kim's making moves out here. According to the report, Kim called Jared Kushnerin and gave him the details of Rocky's case. In turn, Trump's son-in-law allegedly shared the info with his presidential family, members. Prosecutors in Sweden initially shared that Rocky would remain in their custody until they decided on whether or not he would be tried for these assault charges. Y'all don't know, you gotta go read the story about ASAP and the bullshit going on. So Sweden's trying to remain him in custody until decided on whether or not he'll be tried for the assault charges he got charged with. And the day of reckoning is near, guys. It's Friday is the day they will make their decisions, guys. The U.S. State Department and other members of Congress have railed in, and they already got the hashtag Free ASAP Rocky movement. And TMZ shows that even President Trumpy believes himself that ASAP isn't receiving justice overseas. So we got Trumpy on our side. However, members of the Congressional Black Caucus, I hate that word, caucus, don't think that top-level politicians are moving fast enough when it pertains to getting Rocky released. This is what they had to say. It appears that the hip-hop police for years have been targeting rappers in New York. In other parts of the country have now shown the world that is not just a U.S. Phenomenon. Rep. Hakeem Jeffries? I can't pronounce politicians, y'all. Of New York said, you can expect the members of Congress who, particularly those of who are part of the Congressional Black Caucus, are going to continue to weigh in forcefully until ASAP Rocky is free. Let's go free the mob, free ASAP, and fuck those charges, you feel me? Fuck that, he needs to get out. Alright, guys, for story number two, guys, this is an interesting one. So on July 18th, Dupree, our man Jermaine Dupree, so deaf, you feel me, almost got into the truck with Biggie the night he was killed, y'all. So he shared this story with us, guys. It's a pretty good story. The two were at a party in LA Biggie attended before he was murdered in a drive-by shooting. Following the Soul Train Awards in 1997, artists and industry leaders came together at Vibe's after party at the Side in LA. That get-together was shut down earlier because overcrowding. So many of the party goers, including B.I.G. And his crew, made their way out to their waiting cars. A little before 1 a.m., as he sat at the red light in a passenger seat of a GMC Suburban, Biggie was shot and killed from unknown assailants of one of four bullets that hit him. Only one was fatal, guys. Dupree was Dupree has a vivid memory when it comes to that fateful evening because, according to him, he almost got into Biggie's truck that night. So Dupree could have been caught up. Alright, this is what Dupree stated on the matter. Everybody was there. It was like a party, Dupree told People magazine, y'all. He also stated, everybody was at the after party in LA, and me and Big were just had a great relationship. So we was just talking, and before we was just talking, shooting the shit before the party was over. He was talking about going to the Outkast party. One thing that Big, once you were his friend, he said, he was just looking out for you. Always. We came outside and his truck pulled up. My truck was still waiting for my truck, and he didn't want me to be standing outside and wait till my car came. He wasn't gonna just leave me standing out there. So he's like, jump in. As I was getting in, my truck pulled up. Big kind of played it. So it's like that moment, it could have been wow. And Dupree, the producer, he said the near miss of being in the truck didn't bother him, but the loss of his friend tore him up. This is what he stated about Biggie's losing Biggie. Biggie's leaving was like crushing to me, though. He stated, somebody so talented, such a great heart, just to see that happen to them. Though this music, through just this music situation, it's crazy, he added. It happened so fast, and even when the information came, I was pulling up to the Outkast party. Someone called me and was like, Biggie got, and I'm like, no way, that can't be. That's the end of what he stated there about it. Ominously, Dupree ended the story by saying, I do know what business I'm in, and I do know that this business has a dark side. So, you know, he already knows the deal, what happened. Rest in peace, Biggie. Change the game, fam. Alright. Let's move on to Thor's story, guys. This one's pretty kind of, a little bit more sad. Valzar boy, Nip. Rest in peace, boy. So on June 17, it was reported Nipsey Hussle's baby mother warns fans of fake GoFundMe page, guys, so watch out for that. Tinashe Foster isn't asking for money. So while Nipsey Hussle's ex, Tinashe Foster, continues to fight claims that she is an unfit mother, halting her progress of becoming the legal guardian to her Nipsey's daughter, she's now denying claims of starting a GoFundMe account to raise money as a single parent. Tinashe shared a screenshotted image to her Insta feed, guys, that shows the fake account, so watch out for that. Make sure you don't give in, alerting her followers to be aware. Good thing she kind of, you know, let us know what's good. So this is what Tinashe had to say. So now people are playing and making fake accounts. Please be aware that it's not me, she wrote alongside an image. It's unclear who started the page and whether they've cashed out on the $500,000 goal. Tinashe is still fighting for the long, hard battle of becoming Manny's legal guardian amid the tragic passing of Nip. The 10-year-old is said to be in the custody of Nip's immediate family, while the court is still in the process of deciding whom will be her sole guardian. Tinashe has been slammed for her past ways that have affected her getting full custody. And this, she stated, if everyone was truly interested in doing what's best for Imani, they would treat me as her mother and not in the manner that they have, she recently stated. So yeah, guys, don't go on a GoFundMe for Nip's baby mama, and make sure you watch for the fakes out there, you feel me? That's a sad thing too. Rest in peace, Nip. We miss you. Alright, guys, at number 4, I have the story. This is a crazy story a little bit. 50 Cent, Chris Brown, added to Sebai Arabia Festival after Nicki Minaj pulls out. Also, Tyga and my girl JJ Janet Jackson, Jimmy Lewis, was added to the lineup as well. So guys, for the story, some of the, this was also on the 17th, I believe. Some of hip hop's heavyweights will be touching down in Saudi Arabia tomorrow for the Jeddah Music Festival. Following Nicki's cancellation, 50 Cent, Chris Brown, Future, and Janet Jackson, JJ my girl, have been announced as performers for the controversial festival at King Adebola Sports Stadium. I'm sorry if I'm chopping these words, y'all, for real. They'll be joining the likes of the previous announced performers, Liam Payne and Steve Aoki. Ooh, rave it up, y'all. The HRF weren't solely at Nicki's neck about performing in Saudi Arabia. President of the Human Rights Foundation told AP that it was, quote unquote, profoundly distressing that they have chosen money over morals. Poor Nicki Minaj. Anyway, another statement. These individuals constantly make public statements of support for LGBT rights and women rights, except apparently when a seven-figure check is attached, the hypocrisy is breathtaking. Principle apparently matters to them far more. Far more. Sorry, y'all. Fuck. Far more than principles. You feel what she did there? They did that. He said in a statement, it's clear that after losing Nicki Minaj on the basis of the Saudi regimen's atrocious human rights record and their treatment of women and the gays. I put the gays. They said LGBT, but the gays, you feel me? The Crown Prince has chosen to spend whatever it takes to give the appearance that things are normal and that it's just another music concert, except it isn't. So, they playing. Did Nicki Minaj better get in there, you feel me? That's my girl. Alright, guys, so for story number 5, guys, our last story here on Life Tots and Henny Shots. I hope y'all have enjoyed. Alright, let's get to it, y'all. So this one is from June 18th, guys. And Tyler, the Creator, reflects on his old music, yelling on songs, and crafting Igor, guys. Tyler, the Creator, goes into detail about his legacy, past and present. Today, of course, our dude, Zane Lowe, has released an extensive new interview with Tyler, the Creator, T2C, who recently dropped off his most mature album to date as in Igor. It's so good, guys. 10 out of fucking 10,000 million. As the talk progresses, Zane inquires about some of the more specific lyrical moments, exploring the notion of the deeper themes. I think, Tyler adds, I think Puppet is fucking heavy, says Tyler. Around the 24:30 mark, that's dark. That first verse is like, Jesus Christ, get a hold of yourself, a friend told me. That first verse from Puppet could be about somebody having drug withdrawals. He recites the lyrics to emphasize the interpretation. Then he stated that being in the middle of the album really bridges everything together. Afterwards, he appears to have an epiphany of sorts, remarking that the lyrics "Don't Leave" have had a recurring presence throughout. When pressed about constructing such an intimate piece of work, Tyler explains that honesty is indeed the best policy, y'all. Somebody stated, it's about putting this, he says, mirroring the removal of this heart and putting it on the floor. I don't want to be cool. I wasn't trying to be cool. It's no who dat boy. It may seem repetitive, but that's kind of what life is. Everybody wake up in the morning and brush their goddamn teeth. After Zane ponders the power of abandonment, Tyler springboards off the mussing. It's crazy, things really point back to your childhood, he reflects. I didn't have a pet, so this car could blow up. I could get one. I don't have to take care of things. He also stated, I think everyone's dumb until they're 25, continues Tyler. If you started making music at 24, if I started at Flower Boy, I would be a god. Zane defends some of his earlier work, but Tyler stands firm. It's cool, it was 60 or 65% cool, it was 35% of damn it, Tyler, just shut the fuck up. I didn't realize I should stop yelling on songs till I was 24. I was like, why the fuck didn't y'all tell me to stop fucking yelling all the damn time? Oh, maybe I should stop being funny on the internet and people would realize how talented I am. The interview clocks in at a hair under 60 minutes. The rest assured there's plenty more to unpack from this one. Check it out below, especially if you're among the one who deemed Igor to be Tyler's magnum opus. So guys, you can find the rest of that interview from T the C, we did it G, on Apple Music, on Beats 1, of course, with Zane Lowe. So guys, those are my 5 stories for Life Talks and Hey Shots this week. I hope you all enjoyed. I'll be back next week with 5 more songs. I'm excited. JJ, I wish you was coming near me, but you know, I can dream. So that's wrapping up for Life Talks Honey Shots. Miss Lord Down says, get ready for the next segment where we is going to be doing some double cup love, guys. So let's get that love. Grab your double cups and come slow down with me. I'll see you at the next segment. How y'all doing? It's Miss Lloyd down here. Welcome to the special segment of each episode. Switch it up, y'all. Go put on the Jodeci. It's a slow-mo sequency. That's a little something for y'all. Anyway, so a significant effect music has on our moods, y'all. So I kind of wanted to talk about, you know, there is a psychological and, you know, physical, emotional behavior, mood change music actually does affect on us. So I kind of wanted to dig into that. So let's get a little scientific. Let's use some big words that, you know, I don't really know. But here we go, guys. So let's do, how does music affect our emotions? Here we go. Musically, unquestionably affects our emotions. We tend to listen to music that reflects our moods. True. When we're happy, we may listen to upbeat music. When we're sad, we may listen to slower, moving songs. And when we're angry, we may listen to the darker music with a heavy guitar, drums, and vocals that reflect our level of anger. So, you know, I find very much truth in that because I do run. If I'm in a sad mood, you know, I listen to music that I can relate to, that helps me feel that feeling more, probably more than I should, but you know. All right, next question here, guys, with the answer Q&A. What effects does music have on the brain? Here we get into the psychological part. According to researchers, listening to sounds such as music and noise has a significant effect on our moods and emotions. Because of brain dopamine regulation, a neurotransmitter strongly involved in emotional behavior and mood regulation. So dopamine, of course, is that feel-good sensation our brain releases when, you know, that's why a lot of people do drugs, because it releases that. So that dopamine regulation, you know, is strongly involved in emotions and moods. So when we hear noise, we react to it. And it gets released when we're happy, sad, you know. So move on to the next one. Okay, so guys, this is... Okay, the next segment, so those were the 2 Q&As I had for y'all. But now we have 6 ways music affects your emotions. Here are the 6 ways, y'all, and here's a little quote I liked. a key motive for listening to music is to influence one's emotions. I really like that. You know, because, you know, writers, especially producers, songwriters, you know, they have to provoke emotions in listeners. That's why we love music so much. So, I like that saying a lot right there, y'all. Anyway, so 6 ways music affects our emotions. People express different emotions when they listen to music. For example, smiling, laughing, or crying, listening to music is quite common in our daily lives. And the music makes listeners feel, is a key factor in determining his or her enjoyment of the music. Here we have the 6 psychological principles that may explain listeners' emotional reactions to music. So guys, this is still kind of a study, but we kind of narrowed it down to these 6 ways. So, 1, positive feeling. Music mostly makes us feel good. Positive feelings tend to broaden our mindset in ways that are beneficial to health and creative thinking, y'all. This explains the potential mental health benefits of music. And 2, guys, we have the startle effect. Our brainstem reflexes are hardwired in quick and automatic responses to sudden loud noises or distant music. And these responses are associated with surprise, laughter, and even fear. For example, you may be startled and surprised by a loud noise during a live concert or a movie, and this sound makes you jump, and you will easily remember the startled response. People with anxiety are quote-unquote jumpers. If you have anxiety, you're a jumper. Alright, and 3, guys, being in sync. Our internal rhythms, such as our heart rates, speed sped up or slowed down, to become one with the music. For instance, dancing is moving overtly or covertly, and I can't speak, y'all. In coordination with the music. Being in sync with the music is a source of pleasure, y'all. It's a source of a little bit of pleasure. This may explain our body in synchrony with the beat. Melody, smoothing, baby lullabies are used to calm infants and help them fall asleep. Their breathing rhythm becomes synchronized with the music rhythms, the lullabies. The concept is also used to increase excitement and tension in viewers by the music in the movie. Like, you know, y'all, in scenes, scary movies, that build-up music. You think something's gonna happen. It don't happen until you ain't ready. That's some bullshit, ain't it? Alright, guys, at 4. Emotional contagion. So I parenthesize this to EC. But anyway, we tend to quote-unquote catch the emotions of others when perceiving their emotional expressions. And this process assists us in understanding the feelings of others. For example, when you have a casual conversation with someone who is anxious, it could lead you to walk away from the encounter feeling somewhat anxious yourself, like they kind of, you know, gave it to you, you know, like a sickness. Somewhat anxious yourself. So similarly, when people attend concerts, their emotions are part influenced by the emotions of other people who are present. The most obvious way in which musical events can produce contagious effects is through the nonverbal expressions containing the face and the body shown by performers. This suggests that a musician cannot move others unless he or she too is moved. A possible explanations of emotional contagion is so-called mirror neurons, everybody. They connect us to each other through a brain mechanism designed to facilitate imitation and mimicry. So like, okay, I can't say that word, but you know, like when you're trying to mimic someone, y'all. Yeah. All right, guys, 5, emotional events. Our responses to music are conditioned by the context we inhabit. Conditioning is a powerful source of emotion in music. A great deal of our musical preferences reflects on our individual learning history. For example, some people may have a fond memory associated with Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance.
for graduation ceremonies, or a piano song that is played in B minor for a wedding. You know, the da 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 da. You feel me? People don't forget these emotional events. When the memories are evoked, so are the associated emotions with the memory. Some listeners use music to remind themselves of the value of past events and become nostalgic. So, you guys, I like this emotional events one. You know, music is, you know, it does reflect, and it takes me back to good memories, my friends, bad memories, you know, but it does take me back, and it is nostalgic, and it does bring up the valued memories, but also the bad ones. So I believe in this theory very much so. All right, y'all, on the sixth and final ways music affects your emotion, we have musically surprised. Okay, guys, the brain is essentially a prediction machine that is continuously trying to predict incoming based information. Based on past experiences, our little brains, the discrepancy between the predictions made by the brain and the actual sensory input is the source of a surprise. Surprise requires an unexpected outcome. This framework is key to our emotion response to music. Listeners experience strong emotions when something really unexpected happens. For example, distant and unexpected fucking bangas that just melt my heart, you know? Make me who I am. You know, make me want to, like, sing it, scream it out loud, you feel me? So, guys, that was these six ways music affects our emotions psychologically, y'all. This is proven. All right, so y'all know this week was about music and emotion. So in sum, guys, music is capable of arousing both emotional and psychological responses. Music even works more rapidly and intensely upon the mind than any art gallery or art piece, because it requires so little conscious reflection. So guys, you know, remember that it is true when people say, you know, I always say music is love, and that's true, because music evokes emotion. And sharing with y'all my love for R&B music is sharing love, so I'm trying to evoke emotions in y'all. So guys, that was it for the slowed up Saturdays special episode, where we learned about how music really affects our emotions, our brains, psychologically, everything, guys. So I hope y'all enjoyed that. Stick around for the song of the week. I got a good one for y'all, so tune in, keep it G and R&B zoned, y'all. Chop, never stop, Miss Slow Down out. Alright, y'all, how y'all doing? What's up? It's your girl, of course, Bailey, aka BJK, aka Miss Slow It Down. Welcome to the one and only segment on the one and only podcast. You already know. I ain't even gotta say it. We are on some double cup love, y'all. Alright, guys, so y'all know this week's theme, kind of, we're diving into how really music does affect, you know, your emotions and all that. And it's crazy. I'm kind of getting scientific on y'all, but this week's double cup love with a theme coming in, mixing vodka and emotion. R&B gots the notion. I kind of made it rhyme. It's not really a theme, but I just want to throw it in there. So guys, what I'm doing for this is one of my favorite quotes I read. A key motive for listening to music is to influence one's emotions. And I'm a big believer in that. I think emotion, it's true, it's hand in hand, and there's so many different ways which you guys are going to listen and learn about today. You're going to learn something for real. But, you know, love is, you know, music is love. I'm sorry I can't speak today, but music is love, and sharing it, I think, is better than saying I love you. And that's honestly for real. But anyway, Miss Slow Down, let's get into this. So one more time, just read it. A key motive for listening to music is to influence one's emotions. So guys, I got these 10 songs this week I picked out.
that bring me, you know, I pick these 10 songs that bring me 1 to 1,000 billion feelings just pouring out of me because I'm a little bitch, but also because, you know, I'm one of those people that like to use music for the way I'm feeling, and so if I find a song I relate to, I keep hitting this bag, I'm so sorry. But I mostly certainly do listen to it a lot because I'm like, oh, okay, well, they've been through it too. So, you know, I mean, any emotion, like happy, sadness, get hyped, get lit, you know, everything. Let's get this double cup in here, guys. Let's get it started. Here we go, y'all. Hold up. Don't cry yet. Don't laugh yet. You know, don't start teeing up on me yet, guys. But, you know, here we go. Let's get into our feelings, y'all. All right. There's so many feelings you can feel with music. Now, y'all, understand, this is an R&B show. Duh. If you didn't know we slowed and poed over here yet, then you ain't with the gang. Anyway, y'all know my favorite type of music genre is R&B. Of course, R&B, rhythm and blues, has a lot to do with, you know, the slower side of things, kind of. You know, R&B can be a bunch of different things. It's just soul, baby, you feel me? But I like the, you know, I guess I hate saying the word. I don't want to use the word alternate R&B. I'm not going to. Or PBR&B. That's just disgusting. But I do like the stuff, you know, I have a certain, I don't know, it's really weird, my selection, but, you know. So here we go, guys. Now, listen, these are the songs that make me feel something. I'm going to kind of pause on y'all at each, you know, each song kind of tell you what it does, personally. And I want you guys to remember, I post a double cup list of the 10 songs I give for the week on the Facebook page, Sloan Thought, Everything Better in Slow-Mo. Remember, go give that a big old like if you haven't. You'll get updates, double cup love list every week. And yeah, follow and let's get slowed up, y'all. So, what I was saying is, these are just my preferences. I can't talk, y'all. Anyway, I'm going to put the question up and, you know, you guys tell me your preference and, you know, there's so many different genres out there and you can like whatever you like and I want to hear about it, y'all. Share music with me. Anyway, all right, at number one, of course, My Side by Drake. Now, okay, I remember when it first came out, listened to it so much, loved it. I still am in love with that fucking song, but it's been a couple months and I haven't been able to listen to it for some reason. I don't know why. It's very, you know, because I have the CD, if you're reading this, it's too late, and it is a bonus track on there, unlike Apple Music and shit, which makes me upset. I'm upset. Hey. But anyway, so I just haven't been able to listen to it, so I think I'm gonna, maybe I should test myself, huh? I don't know, y'all. I don't know. Maybe at the end I'll put it on and see if I can last. So my side makes me feel, you know, it's kind of like, why, you know, thinking about someone and like, am I wasting my time with you? Or you don't ever come to where I stay at? Like, are you really with it? And like, why are we wasting our time if we're not going to make it a good time? You feel me? I don't know. Mixed emotions, sadness, crying. You all know. All right, at number two, guys, we got Like I Do by Whit Lowry. Now, Whit Lowry, I don't listen to him very often, but I did find this song and relatable for one. Two, I love the verses. It makes me very spiteful and angry when I sing it, though. I'll scream it, but it's a very relatable song, and I've been through times in my life, you know, going through shit, and I can relate to every word, but I love the verse, show that he cared, but you never were there. You're taking a selfie, I'm taking your shit, I'm seeing your pics, I see you picked, and just know it eats me alive, that you're happy with him. Damn.
I find myself creeping on your Instagram, trying to figure out why the fuck that I still give a damn about you, about us. Like, Bailey, give her the fuck up. And although I hate his guts, I gotta give your man that thumbs up. And then the second one is, sitting here, I'm drinking and thinking about you. All my friends say I'm better without you. Better without you, right? Could have thought I found you on the darkest nights. Could have found out what a dark horse is like. And the girls falling like water now. I want to give them my heart, but it's watered down. And honestly, let's just keep it real. I'm just jealous that you found love. Not really. And I'm searching for it still. All these girls are dry and lame. I want complex so that we can build. I'm not in your lane. I'm not in your league. You're not in my lane. Whenever we talk, then now it's never the same. I just want to get you up out of my brain. Out of my brain. No, that's fine. I fucked up saying that, and then I was like, fuck it. But you know what? Fuck it. Who cares? Those are my two favorite verses. That song makes me spiteful, sad, and angry, and I'll scream it sometimes. Anyway, number three, guys, we both know by the boy Bryson Tiller, of course. This is off True to Self. It's number four. Damn. This makes me feel kind of empowered and kind of like I'm telling my side of the shit. Like, because one lyric is, I can never be alone with you, only on the road with you. Fuck you like you mine, that's what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, just like you're mine. You encourage me to do what's right. You say that shit, then turn around, hit my line, say come by, fuck on you one more time. We both know the same one more time. We both know. Hey, I try to play it off like I'll be fine, but I won't. I never am, man. Feel me? So that's kind of like, I feel like I can express myself in that song to some people. Like, I don't know, I really like it. At four, we got Jam by Kevin Gates. Y'all, this is the song that I picked. I just started recently listening to Kevin Gates a little bit more. So I found the song Jam, which features Trey and Ty Dolla Sign. You know, it's about freaking, you feel me? Kevin Gates always got them freaky lyrics, but you know what? I appreciate it a lot because, you know, when you're trying to get down like that, that's what you gotta have playing. Feel me? That's why I got the podcast. I might have the whole world fucking eh. Anyway, so yeah, it kind of makes me want to get down. You feel me? Turn on in the bedroom with your boo. You feel me? Spice it up. All right, I have number five, guys. We got a two timer. All right, it's from the late my boy Mac Miller. Come back already. For one, Wings, and two, Dono, both off Swimming, of course. Wings, all I can say about both these songs, because even the instrumentals are so relaxing, and he's just so lyrical, and the words I would describe it as is calm, peaceful, you know, no stress, calm. If I didn't already say that, I think I did. You know, everything drifts away, and thank you, Mac. Come back, we miss you. At number six. Alright, guys, this is from a different genre. This is from the EDM, you feel me? Because I'm a poser raver. Nah, but the song has a lot of meaning to me. At number six, we have Raging by Kygo. This song I won't listen to. Worse than my side. This song, it's really stupid that it still has a lot of meaning to me, but I think it always will. I'll sing the part that I might, like the verse when he says, checking into hotel loneliness is not what I've been used to, I confess, but we good, three times a night. Talking to a stranger is nothing new, she knows how to smile, but not like you, so I'll wait for you all night. Sorry, that was really lame, but that song I wanted to add because that's the song that gives me, like, 100% in the feels. I'm not gonna say why. It just does. It's just random. But check that one out, definitely. I definitely want to go see Kygo just hear that song. I think if I heard that song, I'd pass out. Moving on, guys. We have now Fumble number 7, by our boy Trey Songz, of course. Love that song, makes me sad. It's also a heartbreaker. I just like the line where he said, "Shall let go of my past view. You did everything I asked you to. Drive across the country if I asked you to, but I'm just bad for you. I'm bad news. Yeah. I'm just bad for you." I just really like that. I'm getting emotional and shit. That's another one I listen to if I'm kind of stuck with somebody. I feel like I fucked up on my part, because I fuck up a lot, you know. So it kind of like helps me, I guess. Makes me cry. At 8, guys, we teen up a little bit with Rush Hour by our boy, again, R.I.P. Mac. "I'm a deranged motherfucker, took too many apples. Now it's Rush Hour, Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker. I stuck around," you know, that's one I listen to get lit a little. I turn it on when I'm feeling good, you feel me? I'm gonna have to cut that out. Anyway, yeah, Mac, I just wanna grow up born and rich. Maybe get married to a local bitch. I be over shit. The world don't give a fuck about your loneliness. No way. I want that tatted on me one day, maybe. So Rush Hour gets me lit. You know, I'm feeling myself. I'm like, you know, I'm feeling G. I'm feeling myself. I'm like, alright. You know what I mean? That feeling. Anyway, so at 9, guys, we got another 2-timer. So first one is You Got It, and the second is Keep In Touch. Alright, the first one, both of them are Bryson Tiller, y'all. But the first one, You Got It, of course, off of... Oh, yeah, and the Max Rush Hour is on Good AM, by the way. Anyway, so moving on to 9 again. You Got It is off Bryson Tiller's True Self, and Keep In Touch is a single by actually our boy T-Lanez featuring Bryson, but... These songs make me feel like cruising down and just like having a good day and like feeling yourself, like, you know, you're kind of telling someone, like, you know, miss when we kept in touch, and like you're just speaking to your shawty, letting her know what's good, like remembering the good times, you know, like looking like the baddest thing I haven't seen, you know. Love Tory Lanez and love Bryson, so those both just kind of get me, they put me in a chill mood and like just make me want to sing, you feel me? Blast that shit and get in trouble. Okay, at 10, guys, I got a rough one. I'm Sorry by Joynar Lucas. That one's one I used to listen to a lot. I kind of went into a slump for about a year because my shoulder, of course, is still messed up. Miss Slowdown's got a messed up shoulder, guys. Hopefully surgery is coming this month, but I don't know. Anyway, I kind of fell into this place, and this song, you know, I mean, I would never do such a thing, but it just kind of, you know, got me through stuff, and it just made me numb, really, truly. It just made me numb. That's about it for that one. So, guys, that was the 10 I gave y'all. Remember, I will put the list. I hope some of you are all crying and laughing and teeing up like me over here. Just kidding, but I ain't no bitch, eh? So the list, guys, remember these 10 songs for Double Cup Love this week will be posted on the page. Go give that a like. Soul and Throat, Everything Better in Solo, guys. And remember, I post every Saturday at noon. Slowed up Saturdays, y'all. So we're going to move on to the next segment. I will see y'all there with some mixtape madness, y'all. Enjoy. Keep it G, though. What's up, guys? It's your girl, Miss Lowdown, back, and I'm better. So today, guys, for some mixtape madness, y'all hear it in the background. Hey. No, Okay, let's get into it, guys. Mixtape madness, guys, this week I picked Trap Soul by the one and only Bryson Tiller, B. Tiller, which, you know. So let's dig into this, you know, this is album edition again. Y'all know I do that a lot, whatever. I just really have been listening to Trap Soul for, you know, a couple of weeks, a couple of days, so I wanted to talk about it. So, you know, I'm going to talk about it. Let's get it. Alright, guys, so Trap Soul, and it's stylized as, guys, it's I wish I could draw it for y'all, but it's, you know, spaced out. But, you know, it is Trap Soul. It's a album. It's a second. The debut. Oh, okay. Let me get myself together. Here we go. Okay, guys. The debut studio album by B. Tilla. It was released on October 2nd, 2015 by RCA Records. Recording sessions took place from 2014 to 2015. With the contributions from a variety of the record producers such as Epic Lab Pro, AO, Foreign Trek, Tech, my bad, Robert Holiday, Sky Sense, alongside other high-profile record producers such as Sango, Timbaland, among others, guys. The album was supported by three singles, of course, The Legend, Exchange, and also Sorry Not Sorry. So, let's get back into, like, the background of when it was recorded and what gene it is, how long it is. Let's get into that, y'all. So, it was released, of course, as I said before, October 2nd, 2015. It was recorded through 2014 to 2015. The genre of this album was alternate R&B, hip-hop, and trap, y'all. Of course, you got this out. the length of the tape, or the album, is 44 minutes and 58 seconds. Of course, the label again, RCA Records. And the producer list, guys, is pretty meaty here, so let's get into it. Wait, let me sing this.
Then this shit would happen, girl, that was your prediction. Said I never had someone like you, but now she listened.
Who you fucking with now? Is that me? I'm just playing, guys, sorry. I get into it. Alright. So, the producers on this album include quite a list, yeah. AO, Bag Hurry Smooth, Sango, of course, Dr. Vades, Epica, Pro, Fade, Fado and Chill, Foreign Tech, Graves, J. Lewis, Just Hustle, Keys Baby, Millie Beats, Nell Dominique, Rob Holiday, Sky Sense, and Timbaland. Alright, let me say this. Sky Sense. I can't talk today, y'all. I'm sorry. Millie Beats, Keys Baby, Just Hustle, J. Lewis, and also Fayo and Chill are some. AO2 is also a great producer, guys, so go check them out if you haven't. There's the producers on the album. Alright. So, this is Brian Tiller's, I can never say this word, chronology, you know, it's just like, it's kind of like what happened before, you know, keeping up the dates of what he released. So, in 2011, he had dropped the mixtape, of course, Killer Instincts Volume 1, amazing, lovely, Trap Soul, 2015, and the latest and greatest, True to Self, in 2017, which we are waiting. Where's Serenity B. Tiller? Come on, quit playing with me. He'll drop it. He drops it out of nowhere every time, so I'm just waiting. Anyways, guys. The singles, of course, from Trap Soul are Don't, which was released May 20th in 2015. Exchange, that was released March 8th in 2016. And Sorry Not Sorry, released June 24th, 2016, y'all. So, remember, it was supported by those. Those were big, big singles. Loved them all. Alright, so guys, let's get into the track list, of course. This is a 14-track album. The total length of the album is 44 minutes, 58 seconds. And let's get into this. 14 tracks, y'all. One being Intro, Differences, Let 'Em Know, playing right now, Exchange, F4 I got for however long, one of my favorites, 5 Don't, 6 That Open Interlude, 10 9 14 The Sequence, Rambo, 502 Come Up, Sorry Not Sorry, at 12 Gap, Been That Way, 13 Overtime, and 14 of course Right My Wrongs. You know, so if you guys, I'm pretty sure most of you, if you don't fuck with Bryson Tiller, something's going on with you. Nah, I'm just talking shit, but yeah, if you haven't checked out Trap Soul, I really recommend you go and listen to this. It's available on every platform. You know, the usual Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, blah, blah, blah. And I mentioned before in his chronology, Killer Instinct Volume 1 is a mixtape that you won't find on Spotify, Apple Music, the regular stuff. You're gonna have to go to the streaming apps that I always talk about, My Mixtape and DatPiff. Alright guys, these are two free apps on Apple and Android, guys. And it's these two apps, you can search anybody and find all their mixtapes, and it's wonderful. So go download those two apps for free. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. Enjoy Trap So Y'all, and wait, and you know, kind of look out for Serenity for me. Everywhere she goes, they're playing my song. And that's all I got for you guys for some Mixtape Madness. Remember, Trap Soul by our boy B-Tilla. Miss Slowdown's out. I will see you guys for the outro. I know it's sad, but I'll see y'all next Saturday. And remember, we keep it slow, never throw it, and chop, never slopped. Break it down. 's part of the show, guys. We are final feels of feeling, guys. We are on the outro here at the Slow and Thought, everything but in slow-mo now, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this week. Remember, for Mixtape Madness, I mentioned album remix, y'all. Miss Slowdown says I can do that. Anyway, so guys, remember we talked about Trap Soul by Bryson Tiller for Mixtape Madness, guys. For Double Cup Love, I gave you guys 10 songs, kind of give you a little background of what they do to my emotions a little bit. Those 10, guys, remember, will be on posted on the page on Facebook, guys. If you haven't already, please go smash that like button. I'm trying to build this bigger. And I enjoy doing this, and the list of Double Cup Love, the 10 songs for each week, will be posted. Like, you can get updates, Double Cup Love songs, and if you would like to be a guest on the show, you just gotta let me know and you can come on. We can talk about your music for an hour, so let's get it. Anyway, guys, go give that a like. I also added in a new section, guys, where I add a full song into the segment near the end, so you guys can enjoy. Hear what's in the background, you feel me? Get a little taste of it. I had some news on the Talk to Penny Shots about our boy ASAP Rocky, Freedom Mob, and hashtag free ASAP Rocky, guys. I hope Kimmy and Kanye can pull some through, you feel me? So guys, thank you for coming through and slowing it down with me, your girl, Miss Slow It Down. Remember, every Saturday at noon, guys, I you know, maybe put on the Jodeci. We got that slowed up sequency. I just came up with that one, guys. All right, but guys, tune in for next week. We're gonna have episode 11. R&B is love, R&B is life. Share it, share your music, guys. Share it with me, and remember to answer my question: what are your 10 songs that make you feel a type of certain way? No Drake, but you feel me. I have that on the page to answer, and you guys enjoy. Go check out the Double Cup Love songs. They're amazing. They're wonderful. If you find one you like, let me know, guys. Keep R&B in your heart. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys are enjoying, because I'm enjoying. The slow-mo's out. Keep it G, and keep it slowed up. I'll see you guys next week. Oh, beautiful. those are friends.